Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. My word, isn't it chilly? Anyhow, in the United Kingdom, there's a parliamentary debate about whether marriage between first cousins ought to be permissible. And an erstwhile Conservative minister said that it ought to be outlawed. So at the moment, it is allowed, which is just very, very rare, very much disapproved of. So Richard Holden, MP, he stated the undeniable medical fact that the children of people who are first cousins have a much higher risk of birth defects than those whose parents are not first cousins. Apparently, marrying first cousin once increased it quite a lot, but it's when that happens in a second or subsequent generation. Okay, their sister and brother on this side, sister and brother on that side, all first cousins. This sister marries that brother, and that sister marries the brother, and they're all four are first cousins, and their children get married again, you see, the next generation down, when it goes absolutely sky high. Now, it's very uncommon practice in the United Kingdom, certainly amongst what people, for want of a better term, I'd say indigenous Britons, is any from people, certain ethnic minority groups who are overwhelmingly Muslim, like British Pakistanis, in which it's not infrequent. And in countries like Pakistan or Saudi Arabia and so forth, it's quite common practice, partly to keep the property within the family. Because remember, till recently, majority of people were farmers, and that was thought to be vital. My goodness. It reminds me, in Ireland, someone, well, I shan't say whom, he and his good wife got married decades ago, chatting about this, and they both had a maternal grandmother with a certain surname. Well, it was Hurley, let's be frank. And they come from a certain village in Kerry. And, oh, well, that's interesting. We both have a grandmother. And they knew that these two women, their grandmothers weren't sisters, but were their grandmothers first cousins, in which case they'd be third cousins, had they married third cousins without even realizing it. Remember, let me spell it out. First cousin, someone who's got the same grandparents as you. So you've got two parents, you've got four grandparents, therefore. And so if your cousin will share two of those four grandparents, usually they're half first cousins. Let's not get into that. Your second cousin will share two of your eight great grandparents. Your third cousin will share two of your 16 great great grandparents and so forth as we go back through the generations. It gets very confusing because sometimes first cousin once removed, as in, you know, your mother's first cousin, or your father's first cousin, and blah, blah, blah. You're once removed in generation. Her late Britannic Majesty Elizabeth of that name, the second, she and her cousin Prince Philip were second cousins once removed. So should it be barred or not? Now, being a libertarian, I'm minded to say that it shouldn't. I don't want to outlaw things unless absolutely necessary. And obviously, I don't want people to suffer congenital illnesses, but, you know, they are human beings too. So Iqbal Muhammad, an independent MP standing on a pro-Palestinian platform, said this shouldn't be done and this law would not be effectual, and we should deal with this issue through education and not the criminal law, that's really not the right instrument. So make people more cognizant of the risks they are running, that they're jeopardizing their as yet unconceived children's health. So anyway, number 10 Downing Street says it is seeking expert advice on this, but the government does not intend to prohibit marriage between first cousins. So it was a 10-minute rule process, but this legislation is unlikely to get anywhere because there simply isn't enough parliamentary time. When they allow backbench MPs of opposition or indeed governing parties to lead the debate and propose legislation, and this very, very rarely makes it onto the statute book, but it's simply starting the conversation on this. So first cousin marriage is virtually unknown. Now, in Ireland, it's really only the travelling people who do this, and British Pakistani community, about 30% of people married their first cousins. So Mr. Holden, he represents Basildon and Billericay, a constituency in Essex with a particularly low British Pakistani community. So he says it doubles the risk of inheriting a major congenital disorder compared to the parents who weren't related. Obviously, we're all married somewhere, was not married. We're all related somewhere along the line, the 6 degrees of separation. You know, the whole chessboard paradigm, you put the one grain of rice in the first square and you double it, 2 on the second square, 4 on the next one, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, and whatever it is, and 500 and whatever it is, if I remember. And by the time you got to the 64th square, by increasing exponentially, you've got over to, is it 8 quadrillion or something like that? But if you got, so you've got two parents and four grandparents and 8 great-grandparents and 16 great-great-grandparents and 32 great-great-grandparents and so forth, quite soon you're related to everybody in the world. We'll go back 64 generations, but wait a second, there's never been anything remotely nearing a quadrillion people in the world. More people are alive now than have ever died. We've got about 9 billion people. So how can you possibly have that much ancestors? Well, you can't have that many separate individuals. The point is that cousins got married. Not first cousins, could be fifth cousins. I've met some of my second cousins. I've never met any of my third cousins. My third cousin could come in the room now. I wouldn't know him from Adam. So that's why people get married to distant cousins, not knowing or caring or all the rest of it. You know, King Charles and his first wife, Lady Diana Spencer, they were distant cousins. They were about ninth cousins. She was descended from one of Charles II's mistresses and so forth. So, I realized I don't want children to be born with severe disorders, but it increased the risk. There's not no risk if the parents aren't. And if we don't ban first cousin marriage, if we ban that, why not second cousin marriage? Because there's a risk, although it's a much lower one, and a third one's much, much lower than that. But bear in mind, with your first cousins, you have 50% of the same ancestry. With your second cousins, you have 25% of the same ancestry. And frankly, I think that's a bit contentious. With your third cousins, 12.5% of the same ancestry. And with your fourth cousins, what is it? 6.25% of the same ancestry. Right. So anyway, so he also said it's too patriarchal. It leads to a clan mentality and so forth. So it's very bad news. But some people wanted to keep the wealth within the family. So Mr. Iqbal Muhammad, he's a member of parliament. It's for Dewsbury and Batley in the West Midlands of England. So what do you think? Should it be allowed or should it be forbidden? As I say, it's common practice in some countries where Mohammedanism is quite common. Sickle cell anemia or thalassemia is often associated with this. It's often found among the Shia community in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia. It was called thalassemia, as in the sea, thalassa in ancient Greek. These remote island communities where they were often endogamous. And that's why they had a massively higher incidence of this congenital condition. I knew of a British doctor in Saudi Arabia in the 1980s who wanted to put out some public health notice discouraging first cousin marriage because of that. He was warned not to. People say this is insulting towards Islam, and they simply accept the offer up the suffering as the will of God because they have terrible joint pain or muscle pain. They can't get enough blood flowing around because of the misshapen red blood cells. Well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. It's not too early to give me a big Christmas present. Yeah. And say Merry Christmas to you all. And don't marry your first cousin. Bye-bye.